Legos first appeared in the 1930s and have become a pretty much essential, ubiquitous toy. Today's Lego sets include the same tiny plastic building blocks, along with a huge variety of customized characters and parts, from dinosaurs to Star Wars. Jonathan Mitchell introduces us to an artist in Mountain View, California, who's applied all of Lego's variety toward telling one story, one with gardens of forbidden fruit and rains of fire and brimstone.
Meet the Reverend Brendan Powell Smith. People call him the Reverend.
The Reverend is a nickname I've had for at least 10 years. I got it in junior high school, originally from someone trying to pronounce the name Brendan with a mouthful of sandwich, and it sort of sounded vaguely like Reverend. So I liked it, and it stuck. It does not stand for any sort of ordained ministry.
The 28-year-old web designer lives with his girlfriend in a cookie-cutter condo in Mountain View, California. Currently, Smith's professional web design work is sporadic, but back in the early days of the internet bubble, he and his girlfriend were loaded. So they took their newly acquired wealth and lived out their ultimate arrested development fantasy, amassing the Lego collection their parents never bought for them.
There just seemed to be so many good deals on the internet at the time. This is around early 2000. And we just kept finding all these great sets that we'd missed out on over the years. And the boxes kept coming, and it was fun to open them and get all these neat sets, and we'd build them and then take them apart. So I don't know. I guess we probably dropped about $2,000 on Lego over a period of a couple of months.
The economy went south. Smith lost his job, and all of a sudden, he had a lot of Legos and a lot of time.
Basically, I had all these Legos and was looking for a good project. And I've been sort of fascinated by Bible stories ever since I became an atheist. And that was when I was about age 13. And I actually started reading the Bible, and it just the fact that I was always surrounded by so many people who were believing Christians and Jews, that it always made me wonder, well, what is it about these stories that you know makes people believe?
Smith built intricate Lego renditions of scenes from the Bible, and armed with his girlfriend's digital camera, he photographed them and posted the pictures on his website. He calls his creation the Brick Testament.
What I wanted to do was to make an illustrated version of the Bible that didn't gloss over anything, that stayed as faithful as possible to the text, even in some of the more morally questionable stories.
In fact, Smith began his project by depicting some of the most morally questionable stories he could find, stories about rape, incest, murder, and revenge. He puts ratings next to each of the stories, an N for nudity, S for sex, V for violence, C for cursing.
You know, I think people should not just assume that the Bible is full of nice, happy, flowery stories and illustrating it in Lego kind of starkly shows that that's not the case.
His photos are inventive and beautifully composed. The focus and framing of the camera is almost cinematic, with an active use of foreground and background in nearly every shot. And Smith knows how to use the bricks. Lego come in a very distinctive palette of colors, and Smith combines the bricks in a painterly way, paying close attention to how the colors are set against one another. And his sets are highly detailed. For the story of the Garden of Eden, his immense set is lush with every type of vegetation known to Lego.
I put the whole garden on this big wooden board and brought it out onto our porch and photographed it in natural light, and had a very nice effect, especially, you know, because it's a garden and natural light just looks right.
In the Sodom and Gomorrah story, his model of the gates of Sodom is decorated with ornate wall designs.
I was inspired, so I mean, all you get from the story is that they're approaching the gates of Sodom, and you know, who knows what the gates of Sodom look like, so I decided to go a little bit crazy with the detail.
In the photo, two angels are approaching the gates, each wearing a pair of shiny wings.
Obviously, they don't really look like any Lego bricks. The wings are from a Lego line called Belleville, which is basically Lego for girls. And they were originally like fairy wings.
In that photograph of the creation story when you have that water springing up from the ground.
This one here?
Yeah. And what was that originally?
This is the base plate for basically the evil fortress headquarters from the LEGO Alpha Team series.
Smith's creation attracted attention almost immediately. His website received over 30,000 hits in just its first few weeks, and he's gotten hundreds of emails from the wide range of people who have viewed his site.
You know, in the same day, I've gotten emails from skeptics or atheists that say, you know, I think your site is extremely funny. And a few hours later, I'll get an email from a Sunday school teacher who thinks, you know, this is a really great way to present the Bible. Do you mind if I show this to my students in Sunday school?
And what do you think of that?
That's their prerogative. Generally, I say, you know, go right ahead if that's what you'd like to do.
Meanwhile, Smith continues to add new stories and hopes to one day have depicted the entire Bible. The quality of his work has even led to some professional jobs photographing Lego for Spin Magazine and the UK music magazine Mojo.
I still like the feel of, like when you're a kid and you just spread all the Lego out and you kind of inspired by just when you're brushing through the Lego, you know, whatever happens to catch your eye.
For Studio 360, I'm Jonathan Mitchell.
You can see images of the Brick Testament on our website, studio360.org.